Kane spun to face the two newcomers who had stepped through the doorway in their plodding, deliberate way. He watched the grim figures as they approached on heavy tread, their eyes flickering white slits.
Grant, my contact's not receiving your signal. Ugh.
The first zombie swung a vicious blow at Kane's head, moving far faster than the X-Mag had expected. Kane ducked the sweeping, meaty fist as the second zombie stepped up toward him. Up close, both dead creatures stank, and Kane was reminded of the garbage area of the Cerberus Redoubt.
I'm planning to evac in 2 minutes via the south exit.
As he spoke, his arms snapped up to block the second zombie as it reached for him, emaciated fingers clawing for his throat with jagged yellow-brown fingernails.
We may have some company in tow.
Kane thrust the blade of his combat knife into the zombie's exposed throat. The zombie simply shook its head, and when Kane removed the blade, an off-white pus exuded from the rent in the dead man's flesh.
We are surrounded by hostiles. Pick off anyone you don't recognize.
At that moment, the first zombie connected with a hard blow to the back of Kane's head, and the X-Mag staggered forward. Though Kane's knees bent, he kept himself upright as he slammed against the other lurching zombie.
I repeat, we are surrounded by hostiles. Dispatch on sight.
With that, Kane drove a powerful fist into the face of the zombie standing before him. The undead creature didn't move, but its face caved in like a rotten fruit, a cloud of skin dust flaking across Kane's fist. The creature itself seemed to just wait in place, swaying a little as Kane watched it. The remnants of its face splayed across Kane's knuckles. The zombie behind Kane was moving closer too, and the Cerberus warrior realized that he was hemmed in. Even as he backed away from his twin attackers, he saw that Ohio Blue was finally on her feet once more and had made her way over to the wall where the sword had been mounted. Blue pulled the sword from its twin clips and spun around to face the monstrous figures of the undead. The beautiful blonde woman stepped forward, swishing the blade through the air and cutting at the zombie behind Kane. Although her blow struck, it was a pathetic effort, and Kane was reminded of his previous contretemps with the female trader out near Knoxville, where she had proved to be far more of a con artist than a fighter. With a foul stench reeking from its rotting flesh, the shambling form of the struck zombie turned to face Ohio Blue as she readied herself for a second strike.
Ohio, give me the sword.
Blue didn't need to be told twice. She handed Kane the 2-foot-long sword as the shambling zombies took another step closer. In return, Kane handed the blonde-haired trader his knife.
I need you to free Bridget.
The demands of her outlander lifestyle had made Ohio Blue a very perceptive woman. And although she didn't comment on it, she noticed that Kane had referred to his partner by her first name. That was unusual. Very nearly unheard of, in fact. And though Blue didn't know it, it was a sign of his concern for the beautiful redhead trapped in the alien chair. As Ohio trotted past the fallen body of Papa Herbun, he reached out and snatched her ankle, pulling her down toward him.
Not so fast, Pretty Peach. There are other games we can play, man and woman.
Without a moment's hesitation, Ohio rammed the short blade of the combat knife into Herbun's crotch.
I'll pass.
A few steps away, Kane swung the length of tempered steel blade at the approaching zombies, ignoring the howl coming from the floor behind him. The sword itself was the ritual weapon used to cut the curtain between the physical and the spiritual world in voodoo ceremony. Right now, however, Kane was using it in a less metaphorical manner as he hacked at the looming figures, slicing chunks from their torsos as they silently strode ever onwards at him in the confines of the room. With a downward slice, Kane chopped off the reaching hand of the closest zombie, leaving the undead man with a stump that oozed putrid white pus. The hand itself slapped against the floor, a cloud of dust puffing up in its wake. Kane elbowed the wounded zombie aside and drove the length of the blade at the other figure's torso, spreading the zombie's ribs with the brutality of his attack. Even as Kane dispatched the second zombie, three more had appeared in the open doorway to the inner sanctum, instinctively obeying the commands of Papa Herbun as the man himself lay in a widening pool of his own blood. Kane steadied himself and swung the sword at the next wave of attackers. Just 6 feet away from the scene of carnage, Ohio Blue ripped the last of the waving tendrils from Bridget's form and pulled her from the savage embrace of the alien chair. A network of vein-like tendrils clung to the woman's face and bare hands, and Blue hastily brushed these aside, feeling their spines snag at her own flesh like nettles.
Are you okay, Miss Baptiste?
She swept the last of the tendrils from Bridget's skin. As she did so, red welts formed and runnels of blood appeared on Bridget's face in a cobweb-like pattern.
Where was I?
Right here. You were right here.
I saw something. Like alien cartography.
We need to get out of here. It was all a setup, or something very much like it.
Bridget saw Kane then, and she saw the horde of zombies shambling toward him through the open doorway of the sanctum.
Kane?
Without turning, Kane batted another zombie aside as it grasped for him from the open doorway.
We about done here, Baptiste?
I think so.